Is it possible to pan for gold in Lorain County? We're going to find out if we can or not before this hour is out. Coming up right now, an interesting book came my way recently. It is called The Seven Mindsets That Produce Happiness and Success. Kind of caught my attention, so I thought it would be interesting to talk to the author of that book. We have him on the line, author and businessman Sten Morgan. Sten, good morning. Welcome very much to The Morning Show on WEL.
Morning, good beer.
All right. So talk a little bit about your book. Talk a little bit about your background first.
You bet. Yes. I grew up in Oregon, single mom, three sisters, not much along when it comes to finances. So we experienced a lot of hardship. And really for a long time, I felt like success didn't happen to people like us. It was kind of something we just observed. And my whole goal in life is really to try to get a steady job and get some level of comfort and never leave there. I realized probably in college, a little after college, that I thought I was capable of more, but there was a lot of things holding me back, and a lot of those things, it was the way I thought about the world and the circumstances around me, and it really took me changing my mindsets in order for me to find my new potential or success. And as I started changing those mindsets, I started my own business at 25 and became one of the top young financial advisors in the country by 28. And this year, at the age of 30, was named one of the top 40 under 40 financial advisors in the country. So definitely blessed to experience that success. And as I reflect on that, I had good habits, I had good tactics in my business, but it was really about the mindsets I had that allowed me to excel that far beyond most other people.
We're going to talk a little bit about some of those mindsets. Let's start with the very first one, Chapter 1, Your Future Self.
Elijah Bruce.
I'm sorry?
Did I lose you?
Oh, no, we got you.
You go.
Let's talk a little bit about some of those mindsets. Chapter 1, for example, your future self. What is that?
The most successful people are the most self-aware, and I've read a lot of books and studies about that. And so this is really about taking time to say, what does my future self look like? In 5 years, who do I want to be? And I talk about an exercise in the book about imagining that you're sitting in a coffee shop and walks in the door is you, but 5 years from now. And that person sits across the table from you, and are they going to say that everything you're doing now is making them proud? Are you positioning for you to be your best future self? And it's a great exercise to hold us accountable to say, one, I have a vision of where I want to be, and two, I'm doing everything I need to be to do to get there.
How do you put yourself in the mindset, really, to see your future self? Just a little bit more about what you just talked about.
You bet. For me, it was this overwhelming feeling that I had heard a lot of people around me that had been through life, business, 80, 90 years old, and a lot of things they were reflecting on was a lot of regrets, and it was a lot of similar regrets. It was, I wish I would have tried harder. I wish I would have taken that risk to start my own business. I wish I would have spent more time with family. So it's really about saying, let's not get so busy in life that we just ignore the things we know we all should be doing. Let's take time to stop, reflect, and put a plan of action in place. Because if I tell you I want to be, again, the top financial advisor in the country when I was 25 to 30, I know there's certain things I should be doing. Or if I do that exercise and I feel lost, well, then I need to go gain perspective. And that's another chapter in the book to say I need to seek out people that are doing what I want to be doing in 5 years and find out what I need to do to get there.
Talking to Sten Morgan this morning, he's the author of Seven Mindsets That Produce Happiness and Success. So let's skip ahead to Chapter 3, A Perspective, as long as you bring it up. Talk a little bit more.
You bet. Yeah, this was probably one of the hardest mindsets for me growing up. I had multiple father figures come out of my life, and I felt authority figures were out to get you, and if anybody tried to give you advice, they were really just trying to hold you back. So in sports and in business early on, I fought any kind of feedback perspective. I thought I had it all figured out. But it wasn't until I realized that there was a lot that I didn't know. So initially, this mindset meant that I just had to accept constructive criticism, which is really hard. Most of us just want to argue why we're right most of the time. And as I mastered this mindset, it really became about me seeking perspective, which means asking people to critique me, because the sooner I figured out the things I didn't know, the more quickly I could be successful.
What about Chapter 2, Remove Your Safety Net?
Again, with my background, my whole goal in life for years was just to get comfortable because we had experienced a lot of discomfort growing up. We moved 22, 23 times before I was in high school. A lot of change, a lot of upheaval. Three sisters, observing all of us struggle was really hard for me. And so I, by the age of 24, was making about $150,000 a year, more than anybody in my family had ever made. I thought I had arrived. but that had become my safety net. That comfortable job was really what I had defined as my full potential. So it wasn't until I quit that and started my own business that I realized, wow, I'm capable of a lot more.
A couple of phrases contained in your book that really jumped out at me. One of them is focus on what you are best at.
Mm-hmm.
Talk about that a little bit.
Yeah, I think that talks about intentional time and really circumstances. Is that if you can focus on the 10%, one, that you're really good at, and two, what you can actually control, you'll be much more effective and successful. The most successful people don't waste time arguing or fighting the 90% that we can't control, decisions of people around us, because we're all affected by positive or negative decisions around us, but we can't get hung up on those. We have to say, what can I do in order to get closer to my future self?
So in other words, you can't really control what that guy's going to say. You know what? Let's not worry about what that guy's going to say. Let's concentrate on us.
Yep. And that's hard. I mean, we all want to people please. But if we can weed through the distraction and really say, for me growing up, it was that father figure that came in, was here for a few years and decided to leave. I spent a lot of years being really mad at those people. And when I realized that they're living a different life at this point and I'm still here mad and it's affecting everything I do and holding me back, it was really only hurting me at that point.
It sounds like a lot of this stuff, especially this last part, is just common sense thing you learn as kids from day one. For example, I got an 11-year-old. I'll tell him, go take out the garbage. The first thing he'll say is, well, how come my older brother doesn't take out the garbage as much as I do? First thing I tell him is, don't worry about what your older brother does or doesn't do. Worry about what you are going to do, which is take out the garbage one way or another. Did I get you right?
Yep, I agree with that. And I feel like all of us in a moment of clarity or honesty to ourselves would agree with these mindsets. But unfortunately, most people are going through life not stopping to say, you know, I have an unhealthy perspective mindset. Or my mindset towards conflict is really unhealthy. Because we're all shaped by the world around us. And most of us typically let these negative forces come in and cloud our judgment, hold us back, create fear. And we're all not focusing on the mindsets. People spend a lot of time and money to create good habits, to develop a good skill set. But even the best skill set and habits in the wrong hands, if they don't have the right mindset, will be ineffective.
Curious to hear what you have to say about this. Read this recently. Successful people look at each day as an exciting challenge, as opposed to, oh, man, what kind of crud is going to hit me today? What do you think about that?
I would agree with that. Carol Dweck wrote a great book about mindsets years ago, and she had a fixed and a growth mindset, and when I read her book, one chapter talked about if you feel like a grade in a class defines you. For example, if you were in eighth grade and you got a C on a test and you felt that meant that you were a C as a person, that was a fixed mindset. But if you viewed that as, okay, here's a new challenge, I can get better at this, that's a growth mindset. And why I get excited about this concept is that it's transferable, because when I was young, I didn't think I'd be successful. I focused on the wrong things. But I actively was able to change that. So people aren't born successful. You know, you have to develop it and be proactive. And if you feel like success is just going to fall in your lap, you're going to be waiting a long time.
Or you can look at that C and say, oh, well, I got a C. I'm out of ideas. Or you could look at that C and say, you know what? Let's try for a B next time, or better yet, an A. What can I do to make that C into an A?
Exactly.
Tell us a little bit more about where we can read about your book, where we can find your book.
You bet. So Amazon, book page there, 7 Mindsets of Success. My website is stenmorgan.com, stenmorgan.com. Have some extra resources there as well. It's really about develop good skill sets, but let's not forget about the mindset. That's the foundation of who we are and really what drives our decisions every day.
Sten Morgan, the author of 7 Mindsets That Produce Happiness and Success. Thank you very much for joining us this morning.
Thanks for having me. Appreciate it.